What happens if COVID-19 continues the upward trend that we have seen as of late? It's almost like we're reliving the beginning of the pandemic all over again. And I know what you're thinking, but we just did this already. It's deja vu, am I right? Welcome to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and I am joined on the line right now by Town Councilor for Milton's Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Now, Christina, with how things have been going with COVID, with spikes happening across Halton, across the GTA, across the province, what are your thoughts on how this trend could affect the lives of Milton residents?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think anyone should be terribly shocked by rising numbers. We've been told all along that this is bound to happen as the economy starts to reopen, businesses start to reopen, and of course, schools are back in session. We've been told, you know, to keep our vigilance because numbers will begin to creep up, and in fact, they are. I think the one of the enemies of fighting COVID is complacency, which is just in our human nature, right? I mean, we've been dealing with these restrictions and rules and distancing and mask wearing and everything for a while, and it's just human nature that you kind of start to let that diligence slip a little bit. So we have to keep on guard at all times. The virus does not lose complacency. People do. People get complacent, but the virus does not. So we have to make sure that we kind of keep on top of that. That being said, you know, the premier did announce that he's imposing more restrictions on some hotspots like Toronto and Peel and Ottawa. Halton has not been part of that additional restriction yet, but that doesn't mean we won't be. I mean, all it takes is a few days, one way or the other, for you know, some spreading to happen, and then you know, you have this kind of groundswell of infections, which could easily resolved in some restrictions from the province. But that being said, even with the ongoing restrictions that we've been dealing with since the beginning, there are still ways for us to continue to behave in a community way. So, you know, we saw that our local businesses, particularly restaurants and establishments of that nature, really suffered through COVID. So what we did at the town of Milton and municipalities of the province was have a really quick response, an ability to adapt very quickly to a changing situation that no one had any certainty on the outcome of. So a good example would be when we brought forward the bylaw to allow restaurants to expand their existing patios or add new patios. This was, you know, happened really, really fast, the fastest I've ever seen a bylaw go through personally. So that allowed restaurants to get dollars where they could. You know, it still wasn't 100%, but it did help out quite a bit, and it got people out on the patios and allowed us to have a bit of a semblance of normalcy back in our lives. So, I mean, I think we have to keep vigilant, watch the complacency, continue to go out and patronize businesses where we can. And if there's one thing about this pandemic, it's caused us to be more innovative with the way we behave and with the technologies we already have. Like, we've already seen utilization of digital and virtual meetings and technologies, but there's also new models for gatherings. And you saw that at the Italian Cultural Center of Milton when they had a drive-in concert series. They had live bands coming out, and many of those performers said at the concerts, it's the first time we've been on a stage since March. You know, it's wonderful to get back out in front of an audience and do our thing. So that was something that we were able to do while audience members stayed in their cars. They were completely isolated and distanced from each other, yet they were together in a sense that there was, you know, that togetherness at a concert, you know, experiencing the same thing all together at once. So that's a good example of how we can be innovative and collaborate. And money goes to the Italian Cultural Center, it goes to charities, it goes to the performers. So it helps provide some activity economically as well. This is a model that I think could be used in downtown Milton, for example. And we have organizations like the DBIA, which I'm a member, and their job is to enhance the experience of the public for their membership, for the businesses. So if there's ways for businesses to come together and collaborate to get people downtown in a safe and restrictive way so that we're not contributing to increasing numbers of COVID, then that's something we should be exploring. And it's something that the DBIA is exploring and the Chamber of Commerce is exploring as well. And that's another good example. The Chamber of Commerce, the Milton Farmers Market that they run, there were hardly any municipalities that were permitted to go ahead with their farmers markets this summer because of health department regulations. However, the Milton Chamber of Commerce was able to come up with a model that the regional health department reviewed and approved. And it meant that the market moved to a larger space, so there was more room for distancing, still allowed vendors to come in and provide their products to the public, and it allowed the public to, again, have that sense of something normal that we do on a Saturday morning in Milton. So there's ways that these groups and organizations, they know what they're doing, they're there for their membership, and they're there to provide the experience to the public, even throughout an unprecedented situation like this pandemic has been. So, I mean, there's lots of good to see coming out of a kind of gloomy situation as it appeared at the beginning when the lockdowns happened. So even if we have more restrictions coming down, I'm fully confident that the community will do everything it can to support each other and our businesses.
Christina, I gotta say, you are a joy to interview because I just gave you one question and you just rolled with it. Thank you so much for being on here today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Cameron. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks again. That was Town Councilor for Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen, for the latest edition of This Week in Milton. She just did my entire job for me. I had a day off today, essentially, for a Friday. If you're just tuning in now, guess what? You can catch the full interview at miltonnow.ca. We will be putting that up there in the next hour or so. Now, tune in next week as we will be looking to speak with Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chaloner II. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this was This Week in Milton.